This Independence Day, join the listeners for a reading of the Declaration of Independence in front of the Udall Recreation Center at 7200 East Tancredi Road, 8:30 in the morning, July 4th. Celebrate Independence Day at Udall Park, 8:30 in the morning, July 4th.
Swap Shop is a paid program, wholly owned, produced, engineered, and paid for by Charles Heller.
Hey, this is Shirley Daniels. I've got a gold fiddle that I won in a contest, and I wanted you to put it up in the Swap Shop. Folks know about it for me. Thank you.
Swap Shop trains are coming, rolling down that free market track. Swap Shop trains are coming, bringing all those great bargains back. Swap Shop trains are coming, rolling in about 10:04 to help you sell your overflow and move it on to someone else's door. Great folks, great calls, great sponsors, little inspiration too. So hop on board for value so that little train don't chug right on past you. Welcome to the Swap Shop, an independent program on KVOI Tucson. This is the free market in progress, regulated only by common courtesy and common sense. You're free to buy, sell, or trade anything lawful and moral to own. You do it by making a list and calling 790-2040. Please describe your items with color, brand if you know it, and features, then the price and your phone number. Say your phone number at about the speed of the pen the listeners are using to write it. If you make a living selling or servicing something, please let me make a living advertising it. Email charles@libertywatchradio.com. This show is produced and hosted by Charles Heller. Any mistakes are his responsibility.
This just in, the Islamic Republic of Iran has announced that it will move the function of all of its mullahs to call centers in India. This will have the dual function of protecting them from U.S. attack, as well as generating extra revenue from the sale of car warranties. This has been Irreconcilable News. Now back to our irregularly scheduled programming.
Thank you, Charles.
Owen, so are any opinions, too. And now, rigged for the uncharted waters of the free market. You may swap at will.
Well, Will's not here. You could be. And let's see if I got everything set right. I think I do. And you can buy, sell, and trade anything you like in the Wilkinson Wealth Management Studios. There, I got the headphones turned up. And I think today should start with a cup of coffee, don't you? A cup of coffee doesn't seem to want to start. Let's see. How about that? Guess we had to shoot the old coffee pot. Here we go. Today's blend is actually yesterday's coffee because waste not, want not. I won't throw anything away. It was already coffee made, sort of tepid coffee from yesterday, but I'm woe to throw anything away. I don't like doing that, so I heated it up, and we're going to find out what yesterday's brew was. Just ordinary coffee, I'm sure, and I will get out the hazelnut creamer. Open the hoy and tap in a few bits of hazelnut creamer and then put the safety lid back on the broadcast mug. Today I'm rocking my KVOI 690 mug back from the old days, given to me lovingly by Doug Martin, and still giving good service. Give it a shake so it's shaken, not stirred. Open the safety and let's see. Coffee of non-specific origin. A person I used to know would call that nosocomial coffee with hazelnut creamer, single malt. It's okay. I'm not dead yet. If 520-790-2040. If you want to buy, sell, trade, or give away anything you would like, you're more than welcome to do it as long as it's lawful and moral. Lawful means it doesn't violate the laws of man, and moral means it doesn't violate the laws of God, and an intelligent audience doesn't need further explanation. This portion of today's program brought to you by Tucson Coin and Autograph and their support of the nonprofit Dropping Coins on Counters Foundation. So, there you go. They do a great job with coins, with autographs. If you are looking for collectibles, if you have a picture and it's a signed autograph from someone, they can have it authenticated. And for your collection, and if you want to sell it, great. If you are looking to acquire new things, if you have a fellow who's a fan of Teddy Roosevelt or a lady who's a fan of Amelia Earhart and you'd like actual authentic autographed pictures and things like that, things, documents that they have signed, then they're out there in the world, and Tucson Coin and Autograph has them. They have Mickey Mantle memorabilia. They have Babe Ruth memorabilia. They have General Eisenhower memorabilia, whatever you would like. And, of course, they have coins. Mine is the one I'm favoring and carrying now. And you guys can ask me about this at the 4th of July. It'll be in my pocket. I have my coin of the Wright Flyer with Wilbur and Orville on the front of it. And if you'd like something like this, it's an actual U.S. silver, U.S. dollar, 78% silver. And if you would like a, 7/8 of an ounce, not 78% silver. I don't know what the silver percentage is, but the point is, if you'd like something like this, a commemorative coin, a collectible, I took it out of its protective plastic sheath so I could use it to drop on the counter. But if you'd like to have things like this, they can provide them. And they're at 6350 North Oracle. They're at Oracle in Orange Grove. And they are they're just a wonderful place to go. You will learn. If your antennae are up, you will learn, and you will learn a lot. And their number, they're on the web at TucsonCoinAndAutograph.com and 219-4427. That's 219-4427. Don't know if I'll be able to do that at the 4th of July. So, but there's nobody sponsoring it, so that's okay. And at the 4th of July, we are going to meet in front of the Udall Recreation Center on the Tancredi side. It's 7200 East Tancredi, and it is going to be under the... There's a large tree out front. Don't know what kind of tree it is, but it's a large tree, and it's very tall, and it gives good shade. And if you want to sit, bring a chair. If you want to stand, that's fine. You can stand. There's a couple of benches, but we try and reserve them for the people who are infirm. And you can come and enjoy the Declaration. I have copies of it. The Declaration broken into 27 parts, and I will pass out about 100 copies. I'm thinking there'll probably be about 200 people there. That's what I'm hoping for. I've got ads running for the event on KVOI, KDRI, the Drive, and KTGV, the Groove. So we've got that. I've got about 1,800 people on Nextdoor that have at least viewed the posting about it, and I'm sure other people, I don't have Facebook, but I'm sure other people are taking the posting off of Nextdoor and reposting it to Facebook and other media, and that's great, and the more the merrier. And it's especially important to bring children there. Children need to be raised up in the ways of the country. And if you raise them upright to respect the founding documents, they will always have a moral and a political gyroscope that keeps them in the center of good conduct, or at least pushes them in that direction. So let's see how many children we can get to this, grandchildren probably for most of you with this age demographic listening to this program, but that's fine, or great-grandchildren. I don't care if they're in a stroller. Get them there and get them, begin to socialize them into the idea of respecting the founding of the country, and we'll get to keep a country, and so will they. We'll meet at 8:30 in the morning in front of the Udall Recreation Center. I'll pass out copies of the declaration. I'll answer questions if anybody's got any about me, about the program, about KVOI, about our other stations, whatever you want. Topics of liberty. John McElroy, the founder of America's Fabric, the program will be there. Emeritus professor history professor from the U of A, and he's written, I believe, 9 books, and he owns a publishing company. He'll be there. Many of the listeners will be there that you've heard every day. I'm hoping Mike Emery will be there, and he'll drive one of his fancy collectible cars and let people see it but not touch it, and all kinds of other things out there. And you'll just have a great time, and it'll be over by 9:30. So that's an hour you can invest of your life that you'll actually get something in return for it, a good feeling, and you'll also get a little bit more fellowship with people who believe what you do about the country. And you can call in right now at 520-790-2040 and buy, sell, and trade anything you'd like. Talk about your yard sale. I was over at my donut sponsor yesterday, going through the drive-through over at K Donut Wheel over there on Wilmot, just south of Golf Links, on the west end of the Fry's Plaza. And I happened to have Charger with me in the car, and he was on the right seat because in the van there's no windows in the back, and he likes to look out the window, and I don't want to deny him his fun. So he's standing there on the right seat looking at Kay, and Kay looks in the car, and he's looking right at her, and she goes, "Oh, you brought your dog." I go, "Yeah." I said, "And he gave me a message for you." And she says, "What message?" And I said, "Woof." And she looked at me and said, "Woof what?" And I said, "I don't know, woof donuts. I don't know, just woof. Just, you know, garden variety woof." And she looks right at Charger, looks him in the eye and says, "Well, woof back." And if that's the kind of spirit you want in your donuts, you should go over there. They got great donuts. They got wonderful. Yesterday I had a bear claw with apple filling, and it was very, very fresh. And Charger was looking at it like, "What is that?" So I gave him a corner of it, and he really approves of K Donut Wheel. I gotta watch it. I don't wanna have him look like me. Oh, if you're looking for great donuts, go over to K Donut Wheel. And if you got a big order, more than a couple dozen, give them a call. 748-8129. I think I've memorized their phone number. So give them a call before you go over there. If it's a big order, but if it's less than a couple dozen, just go through the drive-thru and you'll be glad you did. And once again, K Donut Wheel is on Wilmot, just south of Golf Links, about 500 feet south of Golf Links on Wilmot, facing west, facing the housing at the base. And you can call in right now and buy, sell, and trade to your heart's content at 520-790-2040. Mike and Jerry have got the Alchemy Shop cooked back up again, and they got a couple of new spots in today's program, which are very good. They keep the content fresh. I appreciate it. And if you like fresh things in your house, then by all means, you can call here and sell them, or if you have a looking for, or if you have a public service announcement you'd like to make, you're more than welcome to do that, and it's free, and it's worth exactly what you pay for it, but it is free, and the whole model here is that the free market doesn't need people, doesn't need any regulation other than common courtesy and common sense. There's very few rules. If you have a business and you want a free plug, you can do that once. After that, give me a call off the air or find me on charles@libertywatchradio.com, and I will gladly look at having you be a sponsor. I only have sponsors on here that I endorse, and generally speaking, products that I use, I exempt mortuaries from that. But other than that, anything else, you're more than, if you have a product to pitch to me, you're more than welcome to do that, and I will gladly hear you. And we're going to take our first break, and let's see, we'll get the break up here and open with, and let's make sure we're on. We are, and we'll be right back after these messages.
This Independence Day, join the listeners for a reading of the Declaration of Independence in front of the Udall Recreation Center at 7200 East Tankerberty Road, 8:30 in the morning, July 4th. Celebrate Independence Day at Udall Park, 8:30 in the morning, July 4th.
People wonder when there's turnover because they found a better deal. Is what they did illegal? They paid a minimum wage. They checked those boxes. But was it fair? Not if you want to keep people.
When they flunk out of those jobs, they land in radio.
Oh, Charles.
Liberty Watch, so that government remains servant, not master. An America armed and free, about things with a muzzle, a nozzle, or a blade. Sundays, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., right after Swap Shop.
To the Swap Shop. That was, of course, the theme from Mission Impossible. Lalo Schifrin, who composed it, died at age 93 this week, and I thought I'd play some of his music. Caller, hold on. There's one in front of you. And we're going to go right to the phones. And Rachel, you're on the air.
Hello. I just wanted to let you know that you keep saying that K-Donut is by Fry's. It's actually by Safeway.
You are correct. Thank you for that. Fry's is the next plaza to the. It's by Kolb. This is Safeway. You're right. Thank
right.
you very much.
It used to be near Fry's.
Yeah, you're right. When they at the old shop. So.
That's correct.
Okay.
Just wanted to let people know.
Now it's right. Descended into the pit of becoming a Starbucks. So. All right.
That would be correct.
Yeah. Yeah. None. Go to K-Donut.
Agreed.
If you have, pardon?
The behemoth of Starbucks.
Yes, brown
they
water.
They have only 5 basic recipes for coffee, but for some reason when you work there, as I did one time as a barista, you make 2,000 different drinks every day.
Somehow barista sounds more romantic than coffee girl.
It does.
And who knows, you might end up in Congress.
Oh, never know.
AOC.
Always a thought. Yes, correct.
Or as one of my listeners says, Alexandria Occasional Cortex.
Oh my.
All right.
Well, all righty then.
Yep. Have a wonderful day.
You as well. Thank you.
Happy birthday. Swap Shop, your first name, please.
Paul.
Hi, Paul. You're on the radio.
I'm feeding bad mouth and my girl AOC. She's getting cuter. I'm getting older. I don't know.
What? Getting older? I'm sorry?
AOC's getting cuter. I'm just getting older.
I think it's you're getting older.
She could be the next governor or senator of Arizona.
No, New York.
Yeah, but that could be Kamala Harris. Hey,
no, that's California.
I'm selling everything I possibly sell. I have everything you want and everything you don't want, from a 40-foot bound RV you could live in to anything Donald Trump, from sneakers to dolls, from autographed books of him and his kids. And I have trunks from Wells Fargo Stagecoaches, Army Foot Lockers. I have 45 metal storage boxes full of stuff.
Hmm.
It's amazing the stuff I have. So my number is 520-441-9484.
I'm sorry, what was the phone number, please?
520-441-9484.
Got it. All righty. Anything else to buy, sell, trade, or give away?
That's all right. Everybody be safe and don't get burnt out there. It's getting hot.
It is. All right. You have a great day, and that opens the line for you in the Wilkinson Wealth Management Studios. I'll get it right. I got plenty of sleep last night. So Paul's number again is 520-441-9484. I got to do some of what he's doing and clear out everything. It's a very freeing experience getting rid of things you're not using. I sold off my little Pontiac Vibe that I had for years and liked a lot, but I wasn't using it. And it was an asset just sitting there that could have performed. And I gave somebody a really good deal on it to buy it. And it's probably about $4,000 below market. But, hey, you know what? It helped somebody out, and it helped me out. And I'm really glad to know that it's, as it says in the song at the open of this program, moved it onto someone else's door. Now, I mentioned that Lalo Schifrin died. And for those of you that are movie fans, he did a lot of the themes for movies. And one of them that he did was The Terminator, and I guess if I have time, I could do that. And Harriet, you're on the radio.
Oh, hi. I still have the ladies' bolo ties with the rhinestones, and I'm still asking 60, or if you can have all four of them for 200. But anyway, Charles, I was going to send a picture of them to you, and I didn't know how to get the picture to you.
Text them to me. You have my cell phone number.
I have your cell phone number?
You do. Or if you want to, you can email to charles@libertywatchradio.com.
Okay. That's what I wanted. charles@libertywatchradio.com. Thanks, honey.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Bye. And you didn't give your phone number. Let her get to her radio. 10, 9, 8, 7. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Harriet, call back and give your phone number. Let's see, LAD, ladies. I guess I could be unlazy. Bola, ties. And Harriet, call back and give your phone number, or I'll go back into the last few weeks of archive and put it up on today's show notes for the Swap Shop. Those notes are available, and I think I'm current on my programs at libertywatchradio.com/swap_shop. So you can go on the Swap Shop tab, or you can find the last 6 months of Liberty Watch at libertywatchradio.com/recent-shows. And it will be, it'll be there. And I think I've got everything updated. And I've also got all of the America's Fabrics for this year updated. libertywatchradio.com/America's_fabric. You can get all the America's Fabric episodes there. I've decided to close off the America's Fabric website. It was an expense that's not supported by, we haven't been getting the donations that we need to keep the website going, so I'm just going to put it all on my website, and that way we save some money, and we still preserve a great program, and we preserve the archive of it, at least the last 6 months of it. After that 6 months, I'll have to rotate it in order to keep the inventory, not overrun my maximum on my website, but libertywatchradio.com/America's_fabric_. And if you'd like to support America's Fabric, you can send a check to America's Fabric, care of KVOI, 3222 South Ritchie, Tucson, Arizona, 85713. And are we 1-3 or are we 1-4? I think we're 1-3 here. So I'll look that up too. And in any case, you can call in live and buy and sell and trade anything you'd like at 520-790-2040 in the Wilkinson Wealth Management Studio. This portion of the program brought to you by Wilkinson Wealth Management, where they manage money for gun owners, allow them to guide you to retire comfortably and remain comfortably retired. Lalo Schifrin, a prolific film composer who wrote Mission Impossible theme, passes away at 93. And he died Thursday of complications of pneumonia. The Argentine musician was among the first to apply a broad range of musical ideas to film and TV scores, from rock and jazz to more modern and complex techniques of orchestral writing. His heyday was the 60s and 70s, where he produced TV and film scores that are now regarded as classics. In November 2018, Shiffrin became only the third composer in the history of the Academy of Motion Pictures and Arts and Sciences to receive an honorary Oscar. Clint Eastwood, for whom Shiffrin composed 8 scores, made the presentation in recognition of his unique musical style, composition, integrity, and influential contributions to the art of film scoring. Actress Kathy Bates said at the event, "His work cannot be easily labeled. Is what he creates jazz? Is it classical, contemporary, popular? The answer is yes, it is all of those things. Lalo is a true Renaissance man, a performer at the piano, and a painter with notes, a conductor and a composer who has scored some of the most memorable films in the past half century." Also that evening, Shiffrin said, "Composing for movies has been a lifetime of joy and creativity. Receiving this honorary Oscar is the culmination of a dream. It is a mission accomplished," he said to the audience. He said to audience cheers at the Dolby Theater. Shiffrin was nominated 6 times for Oscars, including score nods for Cool Hand Luke in 67, The Fox in 68, Voyage of the Damned in 76, The Amityville Horror in 79, The Sting 2 in 1983, plus a Best Song nomination for The Competition in 1980. But he was especially well known for his TV themes. Mission Impossible theme earned him 2 of his 5 Grammy Awards and 3 of his 4 Emmy nominations, and brought him lasting fame not only for the 60s TV series, but for the use of the use throughout the 8 Tom Cruise Mission Impossible films that began in 1996. Asked about that theme, written for Bruce Geller's widely praised 66 to 73 spy series, starring Peter Graves, Martin Landau, and Barbara Bain, Shiffrin once said, "I wanted a little humor, lightness, a theme that wouldn't take itself too seriously," although he chose an unusual time signature because there is something unpredictable about 5/4. The first of the 2 Mission Impossible soundtrack albums became bestsellers in 1968, and the theme reached number 41 on the Billboard pop charts. A track from the second Mission album, Danube Incident, has often been sampled in hip-hop and hip-hop songs, including Sour Times by Portishead and Prowl by Helta Skelta. The composer went on to pen a jazz waltz for Geller's Private Eye series, Mannix. That is one of the theme songs that almost nobody gets in a trivia contest, and it has kind of tones of Mission Impossible to it. I'm going to see if I can pop it up. How am I doing on time? I probably shouldn't do it now, and because we're up on a break, but I am going to do it anyway, and because it's got such a great rhythm to it. Mannix theme. Enter. And let's see what we get. See if there's any pre-roll on it. And anyway, it is a wonderful theme, and it's that's the program that made me permanently addicted to the 1966 Oldsmobile Toronado, and they didn't make very many convertibles unless that was a custom car for it. But the one thing that it really clued me into was the car phone. And after watching that show, I absolutely had to have one, and I eventually did. It looked a whole lot like the one that Mannix had in his 66 Olds Toronado. So, all right, we're up on our bottom of the hour break, so let's go ahead and take that now, and we'll be back in just a little bit. And board is set. Okay, good.
This is Herman Cain. You get some good bargains on the Swap Shop. Call in now at 520-790-2040. And have Charles make fun of your stuff.
This is Tina Martin, and everybody loves some Swap Shop sometimes.
Hey, this is Bullwinkle. You're listening to The Swap Shop.
John Quincy uniquely understood what we had to do as a new country is to understand the values and character of our nation and to tell ourselves stories that would reinforce that. God gives us all things to do, and if we're lucky, he gives us things that we like to do and really enjoy them.
Liberty Watch, so that government remains servant, not master. An America armed and free, about things with a muzzle, a nozzle, or a blade. Sundays, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., right after Swap Shop.
This Independence Day, join the listeners for a reading of the Declaration of Independence in front of the Udall Recreation Center at 7200 East Tancredi Road, 8:30 in the morning, July 4th. Celebrate Independence Day at Udall Park, 8:30 in the morning, July 4th.
Anybody recognize what that was from? If you do, give me a call. There's no trivia prize. It's just a matter of knowing the answer. But it's a very popular movie, and if you know the answer, it's composed by Lalo Schifrin. And I thought I would play some more music by him. And let's see if we can. I think I accidentally closed that window, so let's open it again. And see if we can bring it back up again. Yeah, there we go. Yep, Variety Magazine. They have about the best entertainment obituaries out there. So, let's see. Schifrin was born June 21, 1932 in Buenos Aires, son of the concertmaster of the Buenos Aires Philharmonic. And let's see. He studied piano while attending the city's Colegio Nacional Universidad during the 1940s, paid to smuggle American jazz records into the country. They had been forbidden by Juan Perón's authoritarian regime. He studied composition with Juan Carlos Paz, and while at the Paris Conservatory beginning in 1952 with the French composer Olivier Messiaen. His daytime classical studies and nighttime performances in Paris jazz clubs helped to solidify his theory that the walls between classical and jazz were artificial and should be torn down. Boy, he sure did that, didn't he? Returning to Buenos Aires in 1956, he formed his own big band. A chance meeting with the jazz great Dizzy Gillespie in Argentina led to Schifrin moving to the U.S. in 1958, becoming Gillespie's pianist and arranger. From 60 to 62, Schifrin wrote two large-scale jazz works for him, the Grammy-nominated Gillespiana in 1960 and The New Continent in 1963. I've had many teachers, but only one master, Dizzy Gillespie, the composer said. He signed with Verve Records in 1962 as an artist and arranger, winning the first Grammy for The Cat for the originalist Jimmy Smith in 1965, while also arranging for fellow jazzmen Stan Getz, Cal Jader, Bob Brookmeyer, and others. His second Grammy was for composing the jazz suite on the Mass Texts, a 1965 work for flautist Paul Horn that won praise from jazz critics and religious leaders alike. His Grammy-nominated Marquis de Sade LP, which placed jazz soloists in Baroque and classical contexts, became a cult favorite. Schifrin's reputation as an innovative jazz composer led him to an innovation to write for TV and films. Moving to Hollywood in 63, he wrote music for the Alfred Hitchcock Hour. I wonder if he's the one that did Funeral March of a Marionette. The Kraft Suspense Theater, The Man from U.N.C.L.E. Oh, there's an interesting theme song. Let's play The Man from U.N.C.L.E. theme and see if we can get it to come up. And let's see. Man from U.N.C.L.E. theme. Man from U.N.C.L.E. theme. See if we can get that to come up real good. And here we go. See if it's got any pre-roll on it. And yeah, it does a little bit, but that's fine. And we'll be through it in a second. And there we go. You can hear echoes of the Mannix theme and others in it, and the Mission Impossible theme in it as well. You can kind of hear those echoes, especially with the bongo drums. Anyway, Lalo Schifrin has passed away at age 93. And our condolences to his family. There's a life well lived. So, he also wrote the music for Enter the Dragon in 1973. Wow. And for THX 1138, The Four Musketeers, Roller Coaster, The Osterman Weekend, Roots for Color, Tango in 1998, Cool Hand Luke. Wow, a lot of movies. Princess Daisy, A.D. Out on a Limb, A Woman Named Jackie, Don Quixote, and other TV series included The Blue Light and The Young Lawyers, Planet of the Apes, Bronk, and Glitter. Wow, lots of musical accomplishments. All right, this is The Swap Shop. It's not the obituary show. It's 520-790-2040 to buy, sell, trade, or give away anything you would like. Talk about your yard sale. This portion of the program is brought to you by Tucson Tool Shop. Tucson Tool Shop does a wonderful job. I was there last week, and they do a wonderful job. Boy, have they got a lot of inventory. Go in there now. It's hard to walk through the aisles. They got so much stuff. But it's really a treasure. It's the old Kent's Tools, and they're still doing a great job with making sure they have everything you need and things you didn't know you need. And they're at 133 East Grant Road. And if it is a tool or is manipulated by a tool, they either have it or know where to get it. Or they can give you a good referral on it. Their number is 624-8098. That's 624-8098. And again, they're at 133 East Grant Road. And it's the Tucson Tool Shop. You can find them online at TucsonToolShop.com. You can actually order online. You can do stuff with them now. They have an online sales business as well as a in-house store. And they do well with it. And that's good. Because even though they're old style, they adopt to modernity, and that is how you stay in business. And Mike Emery rails about, you know, things not changing when they shouldn't change, and yet he stays up to date with the most modern equipment, and he's able to service the most modern cars. So, you know, it's kind of a dichotomy. You know, people like the traditional stuff. We don't like change for the sake of change, but we do understand that there's adaptation and that there's growth. And that there's a change in technology, and we keep up with it. And good companies like Perfection Auto Works do exactly that. They have hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of diagnostic equipment at the dealer level. And they don't, you know, the dealer doesn't want you to think that, but it's true. And if that's the way you want your car maintained, you should give a call to Perfection Auto Works. Make an appointment. They work about 4 to 5 weeks out. That's okay. And their number is 323-8650. That's 323-8650. And PerfectionAutoWorks.com. Although they do most of their work on the phone. And so, as a result, if you want to talk to them, talk to them. I know the modern age, people want to do everything on their device and text and be on Instagram and all that. And Instatwit and Twitbook and Facer and all that. But, give them a call, 323-8650. Swap Shop, your first name, please.
I'm Jeff.
Jeff.
Charles, good morning.
Good morning.
Let's see, I wanted to tell you, I've tried that donut shop there on South Wilmot,
mm-hmm.
and it's pretty good.
Yep.
I really enjoyed it. Good flavor, very fresh. Like the coffee, too. Let's see, I'm interested in finding an inversion table, if I can. And decent condition, or, you know, I'd be willing to buy one that needed a recovering or whatever. My number's 520-549-7998. I'm also looking for a Minox Enlarger. I had an early one that was European that I found on eBay. I sent it off to somebody who can repair stuff like that. He told me it wasn't repairable. So I'm looking for another one. Any era, preferably something that's all together, I would consider parts too. And once again, my number is 520-549-7998. And it's mainly for illustrating, you know, a graphic novel that I'm working on.
Hmm.
So that's pretty much it. Yeah, I wanted to do, compilation of source images to put in the publication. So that's pretty much it. Hmm. All right, Charles, good to speak with you and enjoy the show. Man, that was a lot of bongos in the Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Yeah.
I just, there's really something. I've never heard it before. In my area of the country in New England, they didn't replay the Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Oh.
During the mid-70s to the 80s. So I've missed out on that. But anyways.
I remember the name of the David McCallum character, but I'm trying to think of the Robert Vaughn character's name. And David McCallum played a guy named Ilya Kuryakin. I'm trying to think of but the name of the Robert Vaughn character, I don't remember. Both of them lived a pretty long life. McCallum just died last year. So.
Well, I'll tell you. Can I tell you a short story?
Sure. We're kind of over for time. Make it quick.
Quick.
Yeah.
Okay. My mother rooms with Kim Novak, the actress from Vertigo, the Hitchcock film, at Stevens College in the early 50s. And when I went to the loft to see Bell Book and Candle, there was a lady there who went to see the movie with me several Sundays ago in the last 6 months, and she went to high school with her. I thought that was neat.
Huh.
And my dad lost out to the yearling. He did a screen test because he knew the author and worked on her farm in Illinois, and he lost out to Roddy McDowell. Early 70s, I'm watching the Planet of the Apes series, and my dad freaked out on the voice of Cornelius, played by the English actor he lost out to. And he's like, turn it off. So I did. And my mom told me the story years later. I just thought I'd share that with your audience.
Great.
Anyway.
Fun stuff. All right, I got to go. Time for a break. You have a good day.
Sir. Bye now.
And that opens the line for you and clears the deck for the break.
This Independence Day, join the listeners for a reading of the Declaration of Independence in front of the Udall Recreation Center at 7200 East Tancredi Road, 8:30 in the morning, July 4th. Celebrate Independence Day at Udall Park, 8:30 in the morning, July 4th.
How do you put your ego in your pocket to accept mentorship?
Well, can I find somebody that I can trust in order to do the open kimono? You go to a doctor and they say, if you undress, it's like, would you do that for a perfect stranger?
They do on OnlyFans.
That's a different business model.
You're funnier than I am.
Gotcha.
Liberty Watch, so that government remains servant, not master. And America armed and free about things with a muzzle, a nozzle, or a blade. Sundays, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., right after Swap Shop.
This is Mark Levin. Don't listen to those backbenchers. Charles has been doing Swap Shop, Liberty Watch, and America Armed and Free on KVOI for 20 years. Congratulations, Charles.
Dennis Prager here. There's nothing so quintessentially American as trading freely with one another in good faith. As on the Swap Shop, congratulations on 20 years on KVOI, Charles.
See the tree, how big it's grown, but friend, it hasn't been too long, it wasn't big. I laughed at her and she got mad, the first day that she planted it was just a twig. Then the first snow came and she ran out to brush the snow away so it wouldn't die.
Well, you might wonder why I played Honey, and the reason is Bobby Sherman, a singer and actor who became a quintessential shaggy-haired teen idol of the 60s and early 70s, passed away Tuesday at age 81. His wife, Brigitte Poblon Sherman, has announced 3 months ago that he'd been diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. In posting the news of his death to Instagram Tuesday, she wrote, "It is with the heaviest heart that I share the passing of my beloved husband, Bobby Sherman. He left this world holding my hand, just as he held up our life with love, courage, and unwavering grace through 29 beautiful years of marriage." And let's see. She continued, as he rested, I read him fan letters from all over the world of love and gratitude that lifted his spirits and reminded him of how deeply he was cherished. He soaked up every word with familiar sparkle in his eye, and he still found time to crack well-timed jokes. He had a wonderful, wicked sense of humor, which never left him. He could light up a room with a quip and one of his classic one-liners. His wife pointed out how he had reinvented himself in his post-Idol decades, finding new roles for the screen or concert stage. He was a man of service. He traded sold-out concerts and magazine covers for the back of an ambulance, becoming an EMT and a trainer with the LAPD. He saved lives. He showed us what heroism looks like, quiet selflessness, and deep humanity. His friend John Stamos confirmed the news, reposting Brigitte's message from an ex-teen idol to another. Rest in peace, Bobby. From one ex-teen idol to another, rest in peace, Bobby Sherman. The news has been anticipated ever since his wife revealed to his fans on social media posts in late March and early April that the entertainer had been diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, explaining why he would no longer be able to make personal appearances. And she had elaborated on his condition in an interview with Fox Digital, published April 2nd, saying he was at home with special care at that time and previous time being in the hospital, and telling her, "Brig, I just want to go home." She added that his suffering was from kidney cancer and that it had spread everywhere. He was doing crossword puzzles with me in the last few days, and then all of a sudden Saturday he turned around and he's just sleeping more and his body's not working anymore. Everything's shutting down. Sherman came to fame as a regular for two seasons on the ABC series Here Come the Brides in 1968-70 and quickly parlayed that into an even bigger career as a singing star. He was especially beloved by adolescent preteen girls for his hit singles and television appearances, coming to be literally the poster boy for the power of bubblegum music for a few years. With his suitable for wall posting photo spreads in magazines like Tiger Beat and 16, Sherman was rivaled only by Donny Osmond and David Cassidy in his power to mesmerize with a soothing voice and cuddly good looks. At his peak in 69-70, he had four singles, each reached the top 10 Billboard Hot 100. Gold-selling status, Little Woman, La La La, If I Had You, number 9, Easy Come, Easy Go, also number 9, and perhaps his best-known song, or the one most likely to be spontaneously belted out of fans of a certain age, Julie, Do You Love Me, which is number 5. Surprisingly, that song, Honey, didn't chart very high. Other hits didn't reach quite that high, but still impacted the Hot 100 adult contemporary charts, including Hey Mr. Sun, Cried Like a Baby, The Drum, and Jennifer. He also had three albums achieve gold status. Sherman got his first break when he was attending Pierce College in the San Fernando Valley. As he would later recall it, he was dating a girl who knew a famous Hollywood director and was invited to a July 4th party at a beachside home, which turned out to be filled with celebrities. He knew some of the members of the band that were performing at the party from high school, and when he was encouraged to jump up on stage and sing a couple numbers with them, it turned out to be fateful. "When I started singing," he said, "kids started jumping on the wall from the public side, I guess to see who was singing." He later told writer Ann Moses. After it was all over, Jane Fonda and Natalie Wood came up to me and said, "We think you're very talented. Are you being managed?" I said, "No, not really." And they said, "Well, you should do something about that." Within the week, Wood had arranged meetings with him with both MGM and an agent, and soon he was booked by Jack Good on the teen music show Shindig. "I, of course, never made a record, and I didn't have anything on tape," he recalled, "so he lip-synced at the audition to a recording of the then-hit Palisades Park. After I did that number," Jack said, "Groovy, please wait outside." A few minutes later, he came out and said, "How would you like to do 26 of our shows?" And just like that, I was in showbiz. Sherman soon came to realize that he would be the selling point for the network for Shindig, which had gone through pilots but remained in limbo. They were looking for an all-American kind of kid because everything else was very long hair and British at the time. Jack Good put me on the subsequent pilot as the kid with the cropped hair, very straight, singing Back Home in Indiana. Although he picked up a following, the show was canceled, and Sherman went into what he called 8 months of dark days, wondering if he had one shot and it was gone. He did manage to book episodes of The Monkees, The FBI, and Honey West when he met his future manager, Ward Sylvester, and Screen Gems VP Steve Ballmer, who asked him, "I have a show that you might be good for. Can you stutter?" putting him up for the pilot of Here Come the Brides. An hour-long comedy western show ran for two seasons from the fall of 68 through 70, with Sherman coming to stardom as younger brother Jeremy Bolt along co-star David Soul. Anyway, I could go on for a long time, but I'm not going to. Bobby Sherman passed away at the age of 81. And this is still the Swap Shop, and you still have a couple minutes to call if you want to at 520-790-2040 and buy, sell, or trade anything you'd want in the Wilkinson Wealth Management Studios. This portion of today's program has been brought to you by Southern Arizona Rain Gutters. If your house's fascia boards are being destroyed by the sun, there's a way to handle it so that you never have to replace the fascia boards or paint them again, and that is with fascia board, with fascia sheeting them in metal. And if that's what you'd like to do, or if you want to hang rain gutters so that you don't, the foundation of your house is not undermined by rain, or if you'd like to do water harvesting, which I do, and you get the majority, and you want to get the majority of your water from the rain that falls on your roof, you can do that with rain gutters and storage tanks, and you can reach them at 299-RAIN. To the phones, Swap Shop, your first name, please.
Albert.
All right, Albert, you're on the air.
Yes, about this, what you're just talking about, Bobby Sherman.
Yeah.
I think the song Honey was Bobby Goldsboro.
You're right, and I'm wrong. Thank you very much for correcting me.
Okay.
Thank
Have
you.
Have a good day. Great
I knew
show.
That didn't feel right. Thank you. Thank you very much. See
Bye-bye.
You.
Bye.
Look, I don't need to be right. I don't need to be right. I just need to be correct. And if that requires being corrected in public, you go ahead and do that if I goof. All right. And by the way, the name of Robert Vaughn's character on not Mission the Man from U.N.C.L.E. was Napoleon Solo. I couldn't think of it, and a caller called in and reminded me of it. Napoleon Solo and Ilya Kuryakin on The Man from U.N.C.L.E. That was just a wonderful show. It really, if you watch it today, with a couple of exceptions, it kind of stands up to the test of time. With a couple of little bits of hokiness and some mistakes with the weaponry and such, but it really still stands up today as a well done show. As of course does Mission Impossible. And let me see if I can see the clock here because I got to hit the news just right. And where are we? 58. We got 1 minute to go. That's an interesting position to be in. I mean, at 12 noon, I have Bunker de France coming in, and at 11:30, I have Quang Nguyen coming on talking about a bill that was actually signed by the governor, not vetoed by her, and about keeping our country more secure, our state more secure, and it's going to be a good program. I'm looking very much forward to it, and that's all the time we have for calls right now, but we'll see you next week on Swap Shop. And it is, we're coming up on the theme music, so I will find it right here. Let's see, shop close, Roy and Dale. Found it, ready to go. And, This Dead Air brought to you by Perfection Auto Works. Maintaining your car since 1994, 323-8650. And perfectionautoworks.com. And we're about on the theme. Here we go. Remember, there's always enough room in the free market for transactions that don't involve force or fraud. And if you have enough of the right things, you'll always have the right thing when the time occurs. And as Pat says, tante habere frutis, always have fun doing it. See you on Liberty Watch.
Keep smiling until then. Who cares about the clouds if we're together? Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you.
Listening to AM 1030 KVOI Cortero Tucson.
Good night, Chet. Good luck, David.
Good day.